This recording, Halen Jung 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of a territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in Nurse Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rat form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that actual ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Calmer, calmer," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Cora was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trip her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost loner back with her plane, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her effects were not fully. In no time, the ghost began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to burst the ghost, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medical. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire, Laura thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is Harbin, the capital of Heilongjiang. It's a beautiful city, which has a temperate monsoon climate with 4 different seasons, especially winter. So you are lucky to be here in winter. As a capital, it's a hard cross point of politics and culture. Songhuajiang River going through it. People call it the Ice City. But the cold never cools the local people's enthusiasm for enjoying the dreamer season and all kinds of winter activities. Harbin is best known for the appealing winter landscapes every year. It will hold the Ice and Snow Festival. There you can find red, yellow, blue, green, orange lights together to light the dark night. How should I see? I love this city, which born my mother and take care of her. 学而第一，子曰，学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二，子曰，诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无也。子游问孝，子曰，今之孝者，是谓能养。至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？子曰，视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉守哉？ 人烟守哉。